4DJC. Project.
Let me turn this radio down. I got all three posts in, Bob. Mine. Isolation transformer still on order. Ordered the LMR 400 yesterday. They had a look-alike up at Wireman, but you know, you said get the original, so I got the original from HRO. Normally I go to Wireman. And I got the wire in for the counterpoise. So we're getting along pretty good.
Got in the right direction for sure. So, well, I had to take a trip down to Tom KZ4M's place in Lawrence. Boy, what a hike. Didn't realize it was, well, I guess I did, but I just didn't comprehend the hour and a half each way. But anyway, that's what I'm doing on my way back from there.
Well, for you, that is a long haul. What do you have to do for Tom?
I actually had to go pick something up that he had picked up for me.
Well, that was nice of him. And I knew I hadn't heard much of him on here lately. But I'm glad you got that done. I used to hate to have to drive to Columbia to the VA. That was 125 miles down that way. And for us old fogies, that's a long ways. Well, I'm pretty happy. The one center post is off just a little bit on that 33 feet, but overall, the 66 feet is perfect.
I have a problem with it. When you get that wire from the wireman, unroll it. And I mean physically unroll it. Don't just try and let it go because it'll get a tangled mess. If you can unroll it all the way out in a straight line and then start pulling it like that, you'll be better off. Because that stuff is like trying to deal with a frozen garden hose.
That don't sound like any fun at all. Yeah, Fred said you renamed his up there on the mountain several times. I don't think it was for the better. Knowing you, you're about like me, Bob. Yeah, we got plenty of room to do that out back. I think you can remember that. So we will unravel that, and I don't know, try to unravel it and just leave it stretched out straight for a few days. I can do that. There's nothing out there to prevent us from doing that, actually. It's on a spool right now.
So it's just laying on the ground in one big straight piece. Also, did you make yourself some separators to go in between the posts?
And all I got to do is drill some holes in them. Bernice actually found them for me. We got a new TV here a while back, and it had these, they're about an inch and a half wide strips of high dielectric plastic, and they'll work real good. I think I'll just drill a small hole in each one of them and run a tie wrap through it.
You can use a sprinkler system, black pipe, cut it with a PVC cutter, drill some holes in it. PVC will work, half inch PVC, just about anything, just to keep them separated.
I'll do that. Well, I'll think about it, rolling that out then, by golly. And just putting it down there in the pasture and tying it to the poles there and leaving it straight. Bill said, and I do too, like that, I forget what it was called, 531 Silky or something, but he's been out of that for a long time. And so there wasn't any hope of getting it, really. It's got an insulation on it. It's not such a booger to handle, but I'm sure it would have been a lot more money.
And I don't think it's the copper clad, the bare copper clad stuff is what you want to use.
I had to order 165 feet or something like that. Anyways, I ordered 310 feet altogether so I'd have enough for the antenna. And I believe it was $58. I didn't realize the wireman was down at the bottom of the hill. And I also, I had a ship down there, so it cost me an extra $15. But I got it, and the bird in the hands were two in the bush, you know.
Oh, good. I'm glad glad that's working out for you. That counterpoise, that isolation transformer should be along, I would think, shortly.
Charlotte, ND7J. Well, they said it's in the production queue when I looked yesterday, and it hasn't been ordered that long, Bob, 4 or 5 days. So they sent me an email the day it became available, and I bought it the day it became available, and I think it was $95.
Ballad by Design is not, they're pretty proud of their products, but they're good products for sure.
They got a right to be. Bill told me that a long time ago, but he said, unfortunately, everybody knows about them now, and so they're overwhelmed with production, but they're good folks. They'll get it here, and I looked at what it took to make one, and that would be, it's just a pain. A lot better off to get it from them, and it will be right.
Half that in parts, and the other half of that in trouble trying to wind it and make sure it's all right. So I believe in just buying it, you know, break the bank, I guess.
MR400, they're proud of that, too. Anyways, Bernice is sitting here. I didn't tell her what I give for that.
Hi, Bob, and I don't want to know.
And it's not that much more than regular coax, but I think for the extra pennies that you pay extra, it's well worth it. And that'll last you, you know, forever, basically.
Take it easy, N4DJC.
Hello, Jerry. I almost stepped on you. I'm getting too quick on the mic here. We have arrived at Costco and sitting here idling, so rather than feeding the Arabs, we better get inside. And it's noon hour, so the crowd's going to get great. Bob, I'll talk to you later, and you can take it and turn it over to Jerry. And Jerry, maybe I'll catch you on the way home from Spartanburg over here. ND7J and 0TR73, Bob.
All right, Tom and Bernice, you guys have a good day. Enjoy your shopping there. And Jerry, I think if anybody could take it with him, it would be Tom. So there you have it. Back over to you, Jerry. ND7J Mobile.
That's one.
Well, you may be right, Bob. I don't know. You may be right. I don't believe you're taking it with me. We'll try to get mine gone as soon as possible, I guess. Of course, the kids would be unhappy if I did that. I would do that. But good talk to you daytime. You and Bernice have a good afternoon. There's Costco and Sam's parking lots are just like taking your life in your hands when you drive through one of those places. Well, Bob, what you been doing today? You have mobile and RAM?
Leave Hendersonville and drive down to Lawrence, and now I'm on my way back to Hendersonville from Lawrence, and I got a stop here. I got a light blinking that says low fuel, so I better stop and fill up. While I'm down here, I might as well get some cheaper gas, too. Of course, it's not that much cheaper down here nowadays.
Yeah, it's not much. We get hours. We got to have a Sam's about a mile and a half, 2 miles from us. We get hours of Sam's. We get a... It's a little cheaper there, plus we get a... If we use one of their cards or Discover card, we get another 5% off of it, too, on top of that, so... It's worth traveling down there, and it's a fairly new. They just put the gas pumps in a year or so ago, so the fuel seems to be pretty decent. It's not making any of my cars that crazy or anything like that.
So I usually shop at Sam's, or I'll go to Ingles and use my Ingles card. In fact, I've got some accumulated points on my Ingles card. I'll probably stop at Exit 1 here and fill up or get my $20 worth of cheaper gas while I'm on my way home.
Did Ingles for a while. I said we used to do a lot of shopping at Ingles. It's not quite as convenient for us as Walmart is now, though, because like I said, we have Walmart and Sam's right here together within a mile and a half or 2 miles of the house. I despise going to Walmart, but the prices are a little better in most cases. But gosh, they just don't have as much stuff as they had, and they, you know, the you know, go through there some days and the shelves will be bare empty almost for some items, and other items they just got tons of it. So it's just one of those things we have to go. It's close enough we can go a couple times a week and make a short list. We don't do quite as much cooking as we used to do either. We do some, but since it's just two of us, and we don't eat out. And we eat out, but we don't eat out expensively very often, though, so pretty expensive for us. Been working on my power pole connections yesterday. I think I get everything hooked up okay on my, got like one of these little ICOM 705 QRP rigs. I've had it for a while. And I ran off the battery. And you have an internal battery like the handheld, but I also run off the lithium phosphate batteries. And I can run on that thing for about 9 or 10 hours at 5 watts. And then it's a good clean supply. I don't have any hash in it. Also, it helps me use it for my satellite work outside because I can run the full 10 watts with the external. I lost you. M4DJC.
Board DTY Mobile. 4NUE Mobile. KI4DTY.
How are you today?
Hey, how about you?
You know, messing around. Not a whole lot going on, I guess. What you up to? You out getting lunch?
Worked late last night, which was good. I got a lot done I needed to. But I am out running a couple errands. I got a pick up and drop off a job, so out doing that.
Okay. Well, did you at least get the heads off the engine?
One more time.
At least get the heads off of the engine.
Did you get your car running?
You missed the whole point. So yesterday, I said, how far behind are you? And you said, well, if I had to build an engine, I'd just have got the engine out of the car. Then you said I got caught up a little bit last night. And then I said, so you at least got the heads off of the engine. Follow me?
Started deep in the noise, and I was trying to make you out. I get it now. So actually, believe it or not, I got the engine where it's hovering over top of the car ready to go in. I got really far. I think I went to bed at 5:30 this morning, and then I had a 10 o'clock meeting, so I was up by 9.
Now, well, you need to get a little rest. You got to be worn out.
Right. I am happy that I got how far I got. It was definitely God's blessing. But I tell you what, yesterday I was sweating it. So what I didn't tell you was yesterday morning I started completely over on the job because I was not happy with the way it was turning out. So I put the engine back in the car and I decided to pull it back out.
You know, a lot of people say, you know, it don't matter how you get there, as long as you get there. But, you know, when you're the one having to do it, it does matter. But I'm glad you got caught up. I know getting at least one monkey off your back. Probably got 4 or 5 more waiting there in the corner.
To that. But, no, it felt good last night. I got a lot done. Like I said, worked until late this morning, but I was fine with that. And but no, it was good. I got to wrap up one more thing on it, send it off to the client, but then I got to wait for their approval on it, which is fine. Hopefully they don't have a lot of changes because I want to get it done, get it out, and get paid. So, but no, it's going good. But, yeah, I was wondering about your car. Did you actually get it running?
Right. regard to that, so what happened was we loaned the car to our son, about 6 or 8 months ago. And his Rottweiler chewed the key control up on the key ring. I mean, just chewed, swallowed the thing. So we got the car back without the door lock, the electronic door locker, which also controls the security system on the car. So if you lock the car from the inside without putting the key in the door, then it sets the alarm off. Well, he could not get the alarm to shut off, obviously, because the dog chewed the thingy bob up. So he disconnected the horn. So yesterday when we went in for lunch and we saw the hazard lights on, what was actually happening was the car was in an alarm state, but the horn was disconnected. So then there's a little procedure you got to do, you know, it's like 15 things you got to do to shut the security alarm off if you don't have the key fob, which, you know, and I finally figured out, but yeah, we did get it running, it's just a mess.
That's funny. So last night I was editing and I was feeling guilty like I did something to mess up your car, and I was like, man, what? I don't know what I did, but man, I messed this man's car up. So I was feeling guilty and I was hoping it was something easy. But so yeah, that makes a lot more sense that the alarm was going off, but we didn't hear it, obviously, which is why the blinkers, the emergency blinkers, were going off. So that makes a lot more sense. KI4DTY.
But we got it. Got on back home with it, so it wasn't no big deal. It, I don't know, it took probably 5 minutes or so. But you know, it was just a everyday event around here.
I totally get it. I feel like the same happens over here at my house. But well, did you, I know you were having problems with the radio in the car. Did you figure that out? Did you hear any noise on it? What?
We got it. The it's got one of those LCD screens that it lifts up so you can put a CD in it. And, there was a piece of trash stuck in the CD holder, so we got it out. And when you close the lid back, there was no noise. No static, no noise, anything. Over.
Well, at least now you know what it was and what it wasn't. So I think that's a good find. But cool. Well, yeah, I heard you on the radio. I thought I'd say hi real quick while I was mobiling around.
I'll give you a call on the telephone sometime today. I need to talk with you a little bit. But other than that, it's a good day. I think stopped off here in Spartanburg and got me a hot dog. So I may go home, take me a little nap. I ain't decided yet.
A nap sounds good. No, I hear you, dude. Well, good. I'm glad you're doing good. And, man, I'm hungry too already. I haven't eaten yet, but well, I'm pulling up to my next destination. But I wanted to holler at you real quick. Yeah, but definitely give me a call and let's catch up real quick. But this is KI4DTY. I'll be final. I'll be 7-3 on your final.
KO4NUE clear.
4NUE KO4CHY.
4CHY, KO4NUE. Go ahead, Keith.
Hey, Chad. Just wanted to let you know, if you haven't done anything with that antenna, just hold off on it. I'm probably going to play around with some stuff myself. You know, I was originally wanting to see if you had drawings or whatever. You know, just begin tinkering around. But, yeah, if you hadn't done anything with it, don't worry about it. Over.
And actually, I have started some drawings, so I get them finished up. I'll your email good up on QRZ, over.
it is, it's my call sign at Gmail.
I'll get something to you. I'll get to you, something here next couple of days. I about got it finished, over.
Cool. Yeah, I was just going to let you know, if you hadn't done anything yet, not worry about it, but that's all good, too. Yeah, I got a few minutes left here on lunch and heard you mobiling around, so I thought I'd give you a shout.
Tell Roger that. Well, I just pulled up in the driveway, so I'm going to clear on out, and I believe I got me some few tires on the truck yesterday, and I got some with a little bit more aggressive tread, so they make this nice little wah, wah, wah noise when you go down the road, and it got me a little bit sleepy, so I think I might sneak in there and take me a little nap. How about that, over?
Yeah, I heard you talking about the price of them things. I'd probably have to take a nap after that. Yeah, last out of town. She don't like peppers and onions, so I made me some Philly cheesesteaks last night. Just put them on brioche hot dog buns. Man, they were good. And I ate three of them last night. Went to lunch today and warmed it back up. And I think it was even better than it was last night. So I ate just two of them to avoid a food coma today while I'm working over.
Roger that, bud. QD, have a good day. KO4NUE, I'm clear. 73, sir.
Have a good day, too. We'll talk at you later. K4CHY, clear and listening.